Well, despite the recession, it is the holiday shopping season, and if last Friday was Black Friday, online retailers want you to know that today is Cyber Monday. Their hope, at least, is that you'll return to the office after a weekend of consumerism and continue it online while you're supposed to be working. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has this story about how technology is changing online shopping.
Online shopping with Sue Perry is an eye-opener. The deputy editor of ShopSmart, a consumers union publication, can direct you to sites that offer product reviews, free shipping deals, bargain prices, coupons, even rebates after you buy something. But her very favorite site, one she recently used to buy a food processor, is PriceGrabber.com.
I typed in just the brand that I was thinking of, and what it did is it located the absolute best deal on that food processor for me. And so I had already seen it in a local store, and I knew how much it cost. And on PriceGrabber, it was $100 less, and that included the shipping and the tax.
Another trick is to search for promotional or coupon codes. Perry uses RetailMeNot to find discount codes that can be used at the online checkout. To keep her shipping costs down, she consults freeshipping.com. Lower prices and convenience drive shoppers to the web, but the online experience matters too. Today, you can watch runway fashion shows, drag and drop items on a mannequin. You can sample sunglasses to see how rosy things look with different tints, even examine the insoles of a shoe. But beyond that, there's interest in something called website morphing. The idea, explains Tamara Mendelson, a former analyst at Forrester Research, is to serve up a website in real time that matches a shopper's cognitive style.
A particular person's way of gathering and processing and evaluating and understanding information. So one person might be much more analytical and another person might be much more visual. So depending
Mendelson, an MBA candidate at MIT Sloan School of Management, says so-called clickstream data can be used to figure out what a shopper's preference is.
So if I have a choice to watch an interactive video or see detailed specs, depending on what I click on, the algorithm begins to learn about me and the types of things that I would choose to look at on the site.
So an example might be if you're...
Kelly O'Neill is director of marketing at APG Commerce, a leading provider of e-commerce products and services.
If you're on a home electronics site and you start by looking at our plasma screen TV again, and you start by looking at things like pixels and technical information about the TV, and then you shift over and you start looking at a different product, well, you know you've got a technical buyer there. So rather than serving up, here's how this TV is going to look in your living room, you're going to serve up, you know, the technical information about the next product first.
The technology to do this isn't quite ready yet, but O'Neill says you can design templates and automated systems to deliver somewhat tailored websites.
Let's say I've got a pharmacy type site, and I know that the person on the site is a senior. You know, I might serve up a template with a larger font size, and that's optimized for them.
Online retailers will need all the tricks they can muster. The market research firm Comscore reported today that so far online holiday sales are down 4% from last year, and no one knows whether that will pick up by the end of the year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.